thank you so much for hitting the play button on your favorite listening device of choice from wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Duff Tyler, and this is episode 30 of A Duff Set. Continuing this week with the Salute to Senior series, my guest is Midland High School senior Therese Joffrey. I caught up with her a few weeks back, and that conversation starts now. I am joined now by a senior at Midland High School. Her name is Therese Joffrey. She was the captain of the girls' cross-country team. She was also a member of the track team. And this year, she was going to take a little bit of time off from the track to focus on tennis. So we're going to touch base with her on that right now. Therese, it is so good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into that, obviously you've been living quarantine life just like everyone else has. So how are you and your family doing through all this?
We're definitely pretty set. Like, we don't have any problems getting supplies or anything. And my dad is very careful when we go out. Like, my mom has been making masks. And so she made those for us. And when we go to the grocery store, we wear those. But it's been pretty chill. I've just been doing my schoolwork, getting ready for AP tests, and then, of course, running.
Are there any new activities or hobbies that you have picked up during this time in quarantine?
Yeah, actually, I have all of my sports t-shirts that I'm not going to wear next year in college. I decided to make a quilt out of them, so I'm in the process of taking my favorite, like, cross-country and track sports shirts and, like, turning it into a nice quilt for myself.
That sounds really awesome. My wife, I know she's always wanted to do that with her homecoming shirts from Central Michigan. So once you're done with that, you're probably going to have to send us some tips on that.
I don't really know if I'm actually doing it right. My mom's helping me, but it may turn out great. It may just not, but we'll see.
Well, that sounds really cool. Like we talked about, you are an avid runner. I know the weather hasn't been really great this past week, but are you getting out and getting some running in?
Yes. Yeah, so I actually I'm very prone to injuries. So this last like winter, I've been struggling with some stuff, but I'm definitely getting my miles back up. And actually, this is my favorite weather to run in. I hate hot weather. Anything above 55 is kind of too hot to run. But still, like the 40s and 30s are great for me.
How do you cope with running in cold weather?
I wear a sweatshirt and leggings, but like anytime else I like to wear like just shorts or a tank top. And so honestly, the cold doesn't really bother me when I run. I'm way worse in the heat.
Where did your passion for running come from?
My dad was a collegiate runner, and then all of my siblings ran either cross country or track sometime at Midland High. And so I think it was kind of a given for me to start running, and then I really loved it. I started track in seventh grade, and I did cross country and track in eighth grade, and then throughout high school until this past year. But I definitely love the atmosphere of cross country. That is my favorite sport as opposed to track. And just like the family that is built within cross country, where everybody's pretty close, both the girls and boys team together. And our coaches are amazing and very inspiring. So I think I just kind of fell in love with all of the sport together. And running is just also with that.
This year, you were taking on tennis. I know that you told me that you had played the sport in middle school, you had some private lessons, and you were competing in group play. But as much as you loved running, you said you weren't really necessarily as big into track as you were cross country. So was it an easy transition for you to go from track to tennis?
Yeah, it was actually quite easy, surprisingly to me. After like our first week, which is actually the only week of tennis we had, I did miss a little bit of track. I was thinking about it. I was like, dang, like I won't be running with my teammates anymore, and I won't go to a track meet ever again in high school. And so that like did make me a little sad, but I definitely do not regret trying out for tennis this year, because the girls on the team were so much fun, and I really just like enjoy being there. And I just thought it would be better for myself to try something new my senior year and not leave Midland High with any regrets.
So what made you decide that this was something that you really wanted to make the switch to?
I have a couple close friends in tennis as well. And so they have always been like, Therese, you should do tennis. You were good. Like, we need you on the team. It'd be so much fun. And then the coach actually this year, I've kind of known her for a while. She's like a part of my faith community. And so she was like, Therese, I would love to have you on the team. It'd be a lot of fun. And I hit with her a couple times. And I don't know, just like slowly I came to realize I actually really do want to play tennis. And it's okay that I'm missing a track season, because actually next year I'm going to Hope College and I'll be actually running cross country and track there. And so I knew I'd have the chance to run track again. And I just really, I knew I couldn't play like tennis in college because I'll be busy and I'm not as like that good to play for college. So I just wanted to do it one last time.
What was it like that first morning when you woke up and realized you're a tennis player now?
It definitely hit me when I went to tennis tryouts instead of going the first day of track practice. And I saw the whole group of distance people, because I am a distance runner, stretching out after their run. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to like be on that track with everybody else doing 400 repeats or going on long runs. And that's when I think it hit me. It didn't hit me during the day in my like school day or in the morning, but right when I walked into Midland High for tennis practice.
Obviously, there is a lot of cardio fitness that goes into both track and tennis, so that wasn't going to be a problem for you. But what was the biggest challenge that you faced while transitioning to be a tennis player?
Even though like I picked up on a lot of like the skill when I first was learning in middle school, I got like, I wouldn't say I'm great, amazingly good, but I was not bad. So I think the hardest thing was just having that practice and that like work into the sport, because I have been running for so long, I haven't really picked up a racket and took it seriously. So just trying to master those skills again was my hardest thing, and just having that like continuity within there.
You had told me that you were looking at both singles and doubles competition. Ultimately, what were some of the goals that you were hoping to accomplish as a member of the Kimmicks tennis team?
Well, to play singles, actually, you technically have to, like, not battle. I can't remember the word, challenge each other. And so I would have to challenge a couple girls that wanted to be singles players as well. But my coach did think I had like a good mental capacity to play singles, because you have to have that mental toughness of not giving up, even if like you're down love 40 or something. So because I'm a senior, I have like the mental strength and just maturity. And so she thought I'd be a good fit, but I did not know if I was going to have like enough skill to get a single spot. And I would have been fine playing doubles, and I would have loved it either way. But I definitely didn't know like which one I would be, because we just didn't get the chance. So my goal was definitely to be a singles player, but then also just to have fun, because sometimes like track's atmosphere for me, it was just so competitive, and that the sense that it just didn't, it brought like a lot of the fun out of running. But like for tennis, I just wanted to just go out there and have a smile on my face and just work hard, but also just get to know all of the others. Girls on the team, because a lot of them were underclassmen, and so I didn't know a lot of them, so I thought that would be a lot of fun.
What were the practices like?
We actually only had tryouts, and so my coach was definitely very big on drills for getting like cardio, and so we did like some agility and athleticism tests at the first day of tryouts. So like that consisted of push-ups, sit-ups, doing like little sprint workouts between like lines and seeing how fast you could do that for foot placement and stuff like that. And then also we would just like hit around with each other in doubles, just trying to practice getting more tennis in. So we both had that. She wanted to like test for athleticism in the sense that if there's two players at the same tennis level, she would take the more athletic one. And then we also of course play tennis. So we didn't really actually have a lot of like major just one-on-one tennis playing, because we were in the gym at Midland High, so that was where we did a lot of our athletic stuff. And then when we went to the tennis center, we were able to hit on courts, which was great, but that was only two of the 5 days a week.
So you guys were going through the tryout phase, and then the news comes down that school's going to be closed here in Michigan, and ultimately all spring sports are canceled for the entire year. You didn't get to get in a whole lot of work into this goal, but you were well on your way to earning a spot on the tennis team. So when you found out that the sports spring season was going to be canceled, what went through your mind?
It was more of like, I don't know, because I was just like, oh my goodness, like I won't have a track season or a tennis season now. I won't have either. And so I think that was definitely a very whoa moment, how we won't even be going back to school and or like graduating in June, like at a regular commencement ceremony. So I think that actually took over my thoughts first. And then I was like, wait, sports, I guess they're canceled too. And I definitely was very disappointed. And like our tennis group chat was like, oh, ladies, I'm so sorry for like the seniors who won't be able to play their season and how we might want to do something later in the summer. So I was definitely very disappointed, but I also understand that the situation is very unique and needs to be addressed first, and the protection of everybody's health is more important.
I totally concur with what you're saying there, but it still is pretty hard not to be able to go through with the spring sports season. How are you coping with not having all those opportunities?
Well, my brother came home from college, so we've been going to Midland High and playing some tennis with just ourselves, and so that's been a lot of fun. And then also I've been running almost every day. So I definitely had that goal for cross country next fall at Cope in my mind, where I need to be able to train and be good. So I think running has helped me cope a lot.
Let's talk now about your career at Midland High School. Like we touched on, you were part of the cross country team. That was your favorite sport. What are some of your fondest memories running cross country for the Kimmicks?
So I'll say for cross country at Midland High, we go to a cross camp in July or early August in Traverse City. And it's about 50 guys and girls up in Traverse City campgrounds. And we're all just out there running twice a day, doing the dunes, like climbing up the dunes, going in these great trails, and then just being at the beach together, hanging out with everybody and getting to know each other. And that is definitely where a lot of my fondest memories are. Especially my senior season, where, I don't know, I just felt more like as a model, role model to other younger athletes. So I got to know a couple of the freshmen, and because there was only a couple of them at camp, I definitely wanted them to like feel welcome. And then getting to know a lot of the sophomores and juniors that I didn't really know before was a lot of fun. And especially with like this one tradition we do at cross camp, it's called Schism. So it's basically Newcomb with two balls, and we play in the beach. And then we have this tournament on Thursday night with a lot of like the team is split up into multiple teams with senior captains. And then we all just play each other. And my team won with my co-captain, Ty Pritchett. And so we had a lot of fun playing Schism. And I just love cross camp. I'm definitely going to miss that the most for cross country.
And as far as some of your other things that you've done at Midland, you did something that is a first for me. I've never heard of anyone doing this before. You were a member of the boys' swim team for 2 years. How did that come to be?
So in middle school, I tried to do all the sports. I did cross country, track, swim, and tennis. And so I really wanted to swim through Midland High. But of course, it's during my cross country season, and trying to do sports, swim, and cross country would probably kill my body. So I decided not to, but I still wanted to swim. And I talked to the boys coach, because my brothers also swam in the teams, and so they knew him. So he was like, yeah, definitely you can do this, because if you participate in a fall sport or like the season where your regular like swimming season would have been, then it's okay if you do the boys season. And so my freshman and sophomore year, I swam with the boys, and it was a lot of fun. I definitely don't regret doing that. It definitely pushed my body to the limit, because swim is not, like, I'm not as good at swim as I am at running. And so I had a lot of fun. I got to know a lot of the guys in my grade and above and below. But then my junior year, I was in too many activities that were outside of my sports, and I definitely could not have handled doing swim that year. So I decided to quit and focus on my academics and other clubs. But I loved swimming with the team, and it was so much fun.
You know, I've interviewed a lot of young women that have played football, and they've gotten involved in wrestling. But you're the first female that I've ever gotten a chance to meet that got a chance to swim with male swimmers on the boys' team. How did the guys react to having you on the team?
Most of them were pretty welcoming. Like, a lot of them ran cross country, or I knew them from other things. So we were pretty much, I felt like I was pretty normal. Like, on Saturdays, we would play water polo after practice in the morning. And so, I mean, I think that was a little bit more awkward than just regular swimming, because, you know, you are tackling each other, trying to get the ball. But I think most guys were pretty comfortable. We did like have a couple of them not enjoy a presence of like a girl on the team, but it was okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they got over it eventually.
Yeah.
What was it like for you to go up against male swimmers in competition?
I definitely knew that I was not going to be the best and I probably wasn't going to win any races, especially because there is a known fact and scientific fact that guys will be stronger in swimming and like in other sports. So I was fine with that. I was just there to condition and to have fun. I remember like a race for like the 200 free and I was racing and I hated that particular event because it's very grueling and hard. And so I was finishing up and I definitely was the last one in the pool at that moment. And I got out and all these guys from the other team were like clapping. It was slightly embarrassing, but it's okay. Because I do appreciate them like recognizing that I did it, but I knew that I was never going to win a race probably, but it was still a lot of fun.
But being in track and cross country, I'm sure you more than made up for it as far as winning races go.
I was never like the number one cross country runner or track runner. I would say I'm pretty average to good. Like I've always really been in varsity for cross country and I ran well last year in track, but like my favorite event in track was the 2 mile. And because a lot of people really do not like running the 2 mile on the track, I was able to win a couple of those races and having a lot of fun there. But I would say running is my number one.
Those are some really great experiences that you've had as a high school athlete at Midland High School. When you look back at everything that you've accomplished, what are some things that a few years from now are always going to be fresh in your mind when you think back at your time at Midland High School?
For cross country, I definitely loved being a captain in the sense that I helped to like organize everything for the team. And like I was co-captains with about four other girls and three other guys. So we actually had a lot of captains for cross country, but I definitely felt like I did a lot of the work because I'm just that kind of person. So it was really fun getting to like recognize other athletes. So I like created an Instagram page for our cross country team. So then after each race, I would recognize a couple of the JV runners and the varsity runners of how well they did, if they PR'd or something. Because I felt like a lot of people on JV like don't get that recognition, especially because we have a top runner on our team for the guys. He got like a lot of the recognition of being an amazing runner. And I thought that like a lot of other girls and guys who still are working just as hard should also be recognized, even if they don't have that like natural talent. But I also just like love being able to like be a role model for other athletes, because a lot of them would come to me for questions or concerns about running or like the team, and help to deal with that. And I definitely think my biggest accomplishment for cross country was my coach gave me the coach's award for like being one of the best captains he's had in like all of his coaching career. And that was just like such an honor. And he's always been an amazing coach and super inspirational. And I will always like be thankful for him because he definitely kickstarted my running career in the sense he made me want to run and want to work hard.
Who are all the people that you are going to look back on and think, you know what, I'm really glad I got the time to get to know this person, and this is a relationship I'm really glad that I made throughout my time here at Midland?
So that coach was actually Coach Hollenbeck. He's been coaching cross country for years. But another distance coach was Coach Plute. He's quite new. He's the head boys track coach, and then he is the distance coach that helps out in cross country. And he definitely was the one that I've been like interacting with most the past couple of years. And he's the one that like when I get injured, he helps me through that. And he definitely has gotten me through a lot of my injuries in the sense that I'd had to bike for 3 weeks. So he was so nice, and he created a like 3 week biking plan for an elliptical or for the Peloton, where I could just bike and get almost, it's not the same as running, of course, but getting that work in still. And always just being there if I need to talk about something else in my life, or if I need more advice about, I'm just not feeling it, coach. I'm feeling like I'm training a lot and I'm not getting anything from it. And he's definitely been there a lot for me, and I will always be thankful for him. And then a couple of teachers like Mr. Yoder, has been an assistant coach in cross country because his daughter and son have always been involved. But like he helps to take splits and stuff and goes to cross camp. And I've seen him as my academic teacher and then as a coach in cross country. And I love him to death. He is one of my favorite teachers and he's honestly the best teacher I've ever had. And he's always there to talk and give me advice and say, Therese, suck it up. You just got to keep on going. And I will always be thankful for him too.
You're going on to Hope College. When you were looking over your options for where you were going to go after high school, what made Hope College so appealing?
So it was actually between Hope College and the University of Michigan. But Hope gave me three things about. So they gave me some research in their chemistry lab this summer, which hopefully will not be totally canceled. They also gave me a spot in their cross country and track team. And they also were just, they had the highest acceptance into medical school. So it's a 75% acceptance if you have a GPA over like 3.6 or something like that. And so those three things really stood out to me. And after they offered me that, plus a lot of scholarship money, I couldn't say no to that. And I think I'm going to have a better relationship with my professors and with the people at Hope than if I were to go to Michigan. I'm not saying Michigan like is a bad school or anything, and anybody going there will do great. I just think Hope would be a better fit for me. And my also my brother is graduating there right now. And so I couldn't say no to all of those opportunities. And I honestly think that that's going to be where I should go for the next 4 years.
You mentioned medical school. Are you looking to go into the medical field?
Yes, I am. I want to major in biochemistry and computer science at Hope, and then I would like to go to med school and become a surgeon.
When you look at what's going on right now in the world today with what the scientific and medical communities are doing in trying to combat the coronavirus, what is it about them that inspires you to want to, you know, further your career in that field?
What inspires me most is their selflessness and how they're putting themselves in danger and being on the front lines trying to help other people, even though it might hurt themselves. And I inspire to do that, or I aspire to do that. And I just think that it's an amazing profession because they can use all of the scientific knowledge and background that you have to solve problems like the coronavirus and figure out cures. And it's just such an amazing thing you can do with your life. And I am very, very hopeful that I will be able to do that in my future.
I am very inspired just listening to you right now, and I wish you all the best, Therese. Thank you so much for making the time
Thank
this
you.
Week on A Duff Said. I congratulate you on everything you've accomplished. And again, I'm sorry you didn't get to play tennis, but I know that you are going to go on to do bigger and better things than that. And you are going to do extraordinarily well. And I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to be a wrap on this week's show, but our Salute to Senior series will be back next week. Now, if you know of a senior athlete that did not get to participate in spring sports this year and deserves to be recognized, please email me at jty2469@hotmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Duff Tyler. Until next week, this is Duff Tyler reminding you that if Duff said it, it must be true, because that's what a Duff said.